Hello and welcome to the Pride 9 podcast. Over the course of the season, we'll bring you all the latest news from Madeleine, analysis, match opinions, and plenty more. So stay tuned. We are Pride Nottingham. Hello and welcome to the latest Pride Nottingham podcast. This is episode 48. I'm your host Chris, and today Sam Watto will be joining us.
Hi Chris, yeah, good to be back, and let's get this episode sorted.
In today's episode, we'll be discussing the sacking of Harry Kewell, who the next manager could be. We also talk about how the team can get focused and prepare themselves properly for the upcoming battles. You know, at the moment we're in a relegation battle, the importance of choosing the right manager, and we review Morecambe.
So we start off by discussing Harry Kewell's sacking, and I think it's important not to dwell too much on this, but what do you think, Chris, and could it have been avoided? Was it the wrong appointment in the start, and where did it all go wrong for him?
Well, I was never impressed with the appointment when it happened. I feel that Ardy found somebody that had a name and reputation, you know, a former Premier League player that fitted his own personal attractions, really. And I don't think that the decision was based on football alone. I mean, plenty of people were saying that Harry had experience, but, you know, the point that I make is that he was managing Crawley Town, and that's the only actual league experience that he's got. And you can't say that you've kept a club up twice and progressed them into being a decent League Two team when they haven't really done anything to prove that. But I just feel that, you know, it could have worked, you know, when we had the three games where we won in a row. I feel that could have been a massive turning point for the club. And unfortunately, I feel that Harry Kewell just decided to become a bit arrogant with his selection and decided that, you know, the way that the club can move forward is by playing a style of Premier League football, which we're in League Two. It's not going to happen. You know, and I'll go back to when we played Macclesfield, throwing in Sean Breezel into midfield. I feel that was by far a weird decision to make. And, you know, even if he did have height and, you know, he was a bit more, you know, grit, it took the passing game out of Notts, and it just looked like he never knew really what he had at his under his leadership, what players he could choose and stuff like that. And then you go back to the Oldham game where, you know, we're not playing too well, but we're not playing that bad, we're having chances, and we decide to take off our striker, and you know, we take off Christian Dennis, and you know, we throw on Richard Duffy and play way too defensive. And yeah, we could have won the match, but Enzo Baldwin is not a striker. He's not one of those clinical finishers from close distance. You know, he's someone who scores those breathtaking shots from distance that, you know, everyone talks about, but they don't really remember the fact that, you know, he has like several chances inside the box that he couldn't finish, even if you know, even if he had all until Christmas to shoot. He just doesn't have that technical ability in the area. And it might sound harsh, but I just feel that he had the wrong approach to the club. And I think from there on, his arrogance took over, and it became, you know, the players aren't playing to my philosophy, it's my way or the highway. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need a manager that can, you know, he can galvanise the squad and say that, you know, you've done this wrong, but I'm going to put my arm around you and I'm going to try and pick you up. And I just don't think Harry Kewell did that. And I think that although the sacking, it took me by surprise. Generally, I was surprised. I didn't think Ardy would have the guts to do it. I didn't think that he would be prepared to accept that he made mistakes sacking Kevin Nolan. But, you know, I just think that stability that the club needs. And I just don't really see how we're going to get it whilst we're hiring the wrong people.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it all went wrong for Kewell when he brought that silly substitution on with Richard Duffy for Christian Dennis against Oldham when it was 0-0 and we could have snatched the game. Oldham were all over us, and they were definitely going to, they were pushing for the 3 points, but making a substitution like that just isn't tactical. And he was put, as much as anyone says, he was proving a point. He doesn't want Christian Dennis. He never wanted to play Christian Dennis, so he thought he'd prove a point to the fans, give him a shot, give the instruction to hoof long balls up to him and just make him struggle, to make him look bad. I mean, it got personal, I think, with some of the players. And you look at the bench choices in Declan Dunne and Keanu Tete, and I'm not taking any away from those young players, but I have a feeling he just lost the dressing room completely in, with certain other fringe players like in Terry Hawkridge, David Vaughan, Will Patching, Tom Crawford. We've got to remember these were all summer signings, and I just think he completely lost the dressing room in that regard. We've also got to think about Harry Kewell constantly moaned about, I haven't had a transfer window to do this squad. Yet three of the four players at the back four were people he brought in Cedric Avena and Jamie Turley and Elliot Ward. All right, they were free agents, but you brought them in, Harry. So he completely dropped the old defence of Sean Brisley, Richard Duffy and Dan Jones. Don't disagree with that. I do think Elliot Ward and Turley are better players than what we've got. Cedric Avena and Dan Jones is arguable one, but there's no excuse for not putting the experience of David Vaughan or Patchin or Crawford on the bench. There's no excuse for that. These players, he definitely had the tools to do the job. I just didn't think he knew how to use them. Like, playing 4-2-3-1 in a relegation battle just isn't going to work. And he couldn't recognise the fact that Christian and Kane need each other to play off each other. Kane is not a right midfielder or a centre attacking midfielder, which is what he was played as. And Christian Dennis is not a lone striker. You cannot stick someone that's 5'10" as a leading man. That's what John Stead's for. And okay, he had some injuries go against him and he had some decisions go against him, especially at MK Dons, but that's football. Kevin Nolan had it last year at Coventry. Wickham was another one where he got 3 points stolen off him at the end, towards the end of the season. That's just football at the lower league. There's no excuse for like referees down at the lower league. And it's actually every time we come to Meadow Lane now, it's getting frustrating that Notts fans just constantly moan about the referee. I don't see why we come expecting like Howard Webb on the field. EFL referees are part-time referees and they're never going to get any better. I mean, it adds to the occasion, I bet, where you can chant about the referee or moan about the decisions. And we have had a few go away, and I think that did part, some of them did cost us results, which might have resulted to Harry Kewell sacking, but we've just got to get on with it. There's no excuse. If we don't get a penalty, we brush ourselves off and go again. It's just one of them things, and I think he did deserve the sacking. I never wanted him appointed anyway, and this might upset a bit some fans, but I was never for the Kevin Nolan sacking. So if he was to return, I wouldn't be overly disappointed. It'd make our club look like a laughing stock, but what's new there? Because we're already a laughing stock, so adding Kevin Nolan back into the mix wouldn't be that much. It wouldn't harm our reputation as much as it's already been harmed now.
Yeah, I think with regards to Kevin Nolan, I think we need to actually give him time if he was to be reappointed. I don't think it'd be the worst decision, but I feel that, in my personal opinion, I think that both him and us as Notts County need to move on. We have that same scenario as, does he know how best to use the squad? We could argue saying that the defence has strengthened under him, but at the same time, he didn't want to improve the defence. He didn't want to see anyone beyond Richard Duffy starting. So I'm just a bit split. I wouldn't see it as being a negative appointment, but with regards to being a shambles or anything like that, you'd have to give it time. I mean, and I've seen comments on social media about it, and I just feel that we're all fans, you know, we all have opinions, and at the end of the day, if he was to suddenly come back and re-galvanise the squad and we were starting to win, just like he did when he first took over, I think the same fans would turn around and go, oh yeah, no, I always said that it'd do well. I always said that this would happen. And I just feel that we'd need to give it time because, you know, it's very important that the next manager is the right person. It doesn't seem to be, nothing's changed at Meadow Lane, especially since the previous owners. I don't think that anyone's really looking at us as being an attractive outlet to manage. You know, I did think that on paper, the squad could attract a good manager, but at the same time of where we are and how things have turned since the sacking of Harry Kewell and, of course, Steve Chettle throwing a very poor game away, I feel that, you know, someone has to be really strong in their capabilities as a manager and really see that, you know, the issue might not exactly be the players. It might just be the way that everything's toxic around Meadow Lane, because I was in the stands in the Cheltenham game and it became, after the second goal went in, you know, I was contemplating going home, and it's not something I've ever thought about, and it's not because of the performance, but it's because it was horrible to be there. You know, I was there thinking, well, we could score a goal and it could totally change the match, but not many people seem to be focusing on the right thing. It just seemed that too many knee-jerk reaction, too many people were throwing the dummies at, and yeah, okay, you know, call the players, but to turn on them in such a fashion and, you know, fans to start fighting, it just became really pathetic, and I just don't know. I think that, you know, from the outside, I think that a manager will be seen as a risk to come in. You know, I think that they will see that the squad's there, but if we can't come on board as fans, and if the board and everything behind the scenes can't pull in one weight and all work together, then I think that it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I sort of disagree and I sort of agree with you. I think it's time that the fans actually made a statement. I mean, we take 700 or 800 fans to every single away game without fail at the moment. So the support's definitely still there. And you've got to remember, this is hard-earned cash. It's like £22 for an adult match ticket. People are going to start getting frustrated. And that just showed against Cheltenham. I mean, the players out there just didn't look like they cared. So why should we turn up? And I think that's also what's frustrating Hardy, is that the players aren't caring. From a businessman's perspective, gate receipts are going to drop because there's certain fans and certain people that just won't turn up anymore, especially like Tuesday nights. I mean, you are going to get some fans that are going to come out just because we're winning. That's just fact of football. It happens at Leicester and when they won the Premier League. Now you can't even go and buy a ticket on general sale at Leicester. So it's going to have an impact on his business. But looking at the current favourites for the manager, Phil Brown, as recording this, has taken the favourite spot. Second favourite, Neil Ardley, and third, Kevin Nolan, and fourth, Paul Hurst. And I'll just chuck the name in because he's a good name. Fifth is Paul Heckingbottom. Paul Heckingbottom and Paul Hurst are the two people that I wanted. But Heckingbottom's a bit of a stretch. But Paul Hurst has gone from being favourite to now 5-1 on Sky Bet. In my personal opinion, I think the bookmakers know something that we don't, because the announcement for the manager is supposedly be late this week. So we're expecting around maybe Thursday or Friday. Bookmakers don't just slash someone from being the favourite to now making them an outsider to 5-1. So for Phil Brown to be now come favourite this late in the week is ridiculous. And I think his appointment, if Phil Brown was to come into Notts County Football Club, I think I would confirm relegation, because I think, like you said, the job isn't attractive anymore. Not many managers want to come and work with Hardy anymore because of the stories, the Twitter, all of this is now bitten back or come back to bite him in the arse. And I do feel sorry for him in some respect. I don't like the bloke and I don't think I ever will, but I do feel sorry for him in the fact that he's made mistakes and he continues to make them. I just don't think he knows much about the game. I think, all right, the rumour is that he's a Notts County fan, but is having a fan at the helm actually a really good idea? Because if you're a fan, you're going to get away in personal affairs. And like you said, the appointment of Harry Kewell was a personal thing for him. He didn't want, he didn't think what's best for the club. He just wanted Notts County to play like Juventus or Real Madrid. So he brought Harry Kewell in, this supposed tactician who wants to play the Premier League style of football, and it just didn't work. And he didn't work, and he has made a mistake in Kevin Nolan, and it's embarrassing. We are turning ourselves into a laughing stock. We paid $400,000 for Warren Feeney and Harry Kewell. We're probably still paying Kevin Nolan for when the compensation of his contract that we sacked him at the start of the season. And then we're looking to reappoint him. I mean, how does that work? Kevin Nolan's got two wages coming in. One from his sacking and the other one from reappointing, if that happens. It's an absolute joke. It's a merry-go-round at our club at the minute. And it's if something doesn't start, it doesn't change soon, then it's just going to go sinking down and sinking down. And we're going to end up in the National League. And it's just going to... Honestly, Chris, it's not a good place at the moment, Meadow Lane. Nobody... Well, I don't say nobody because that's... generalising it a lot, but I personally don't look forward to going to Meadow Lane anymore, and I know a few others feel like that too. It's just not a place that many people want to be anymore, and looking at the focus and how the team focuses, I can't answer that question for you because I just don't know how the team focuses. I haven't seen one moment or one minute of focus in this team for the past five games. You talk about focus, and yet we've conceded straight after we've scored within 5 minutes, I think eight times this year. Where is that coming from? Eight times we've conceded 5 minutes after we've scored. It's a joke. And the amount of points we've thrown away. All right, MK Dons, we got robbed. But Milton Keynes, Port Vale, Newport, Swindon, all these points have gone out the window because we can't focus. And that is probably the reason. That's down to managers as well as players, because the players switch off, because the manager switches off. It's up to the manager to galvanise a squad after we can score or concede and say focus or concentrate. Nobody's been there to do that. And we're just too calm. There's no passion on the sidelines anymore. And I think that has had an impact on the squad and the performance as of current.
Well, an interesting point regarding Kevin Nolan. I think that if he was to be reappointed, I think that part of that decision would be the fact that it would bring both him and Ardy to a table where they could discuss the salary that's owed to Kevin Nolan regarding the dismissal. And I think that, you know, it wouldn't get both in my eyes. It'd end up getting a reduced amount of money for the time period of why he was out of contract, and he would pick up a new salary with taking the club forward. I don't think Ardy would agree to taking him on if he wanted both, especially on the back of how much we reportedly paid for Harry Kewell. But in terms of managers, like I've got my head in the sand. I've got to that point now where you know, I'm not going to pretend I know everything about every single manager or anything like that. I do like Paul Hurst, for example. I think that he's got the experience from the lower leagues with Grimsby Town, and I think that he's done all right in the Football League, and I think that, you know, he could be somebody to lead us forward. But there's so many unknowns with Notts. We could employ, you know, one of the top managers in the country. We could bring back Neil Warnock, and, you know, it's all about how the board treats him and allow him to go about doing his decision. I think that if we compare the first couple of seasons for Kevin Nolan, I think that he had free reins to pretty much lead the team, and, you know, I think that other politics started to come into that. So we need a manager that can lead forward, and how they're going to work with Paul Hart, example, because, you know, some managers will want that control. They would want to handle the contracts, they would want to handle the budget side of things. You know, Abby Cure wanted to just focus on the coaching, and we don't see much signs that he actually really was a coach per se. But, you know, at the same time, we need to think about who can work with Paul Hart, because if we get rid of him, then that's more compensation. And I think his experience is something that, you know, is a general good thing for the club. I think that he's definitely someone that needs to be around the academy, because his track record is working with youngsters. So, you know, if we can get them into the squad and give them confidence and give them experience, I think it will only make the next manager's job a lot easier. But at the same time, I really don't know who to suggest. I'm not against Kevin Nolan coming back. I'd like Paul Hurst myself, but out of the other people, yeah, I really don't know. This is League Two. You know, some of the people that we've been linked with, you know, they're pedigrees higher up. I mean, Phil Brown, he shot himself in the foot with his the conversation he had with the All City players on the pitch that time. That led to his stock falling massively, and you could actually say that was where he lost it in terms of management. And I don't think he's ever been the same since. But, you know, to appoint him at a time where we need somebody who can actually, you know, not fall out with players, that can actually get the best out of them, I don't see many signs of that he's actually learnt from that encounter. I don't really think that, you know, his experience since then has spoken volume. I know that a couple of years ago people wanted him, but honestly, could you just imagine actually going to a match where we're 3-0 down and all of a sudden he gets the players to sit down and gives them a lecture in front of the cop? That'd make us even more of a laughing stock, you know. And I just don't know. I don't want Phil Brown. I don't want him. But apart from the other lot, I really don't know. You know, I know there's the Higginbottom person that had managed Leeds United, I think it was. And, you know, I don't know. Like, League One, can't we just choose a sensible manager for League Two and then focus on, you know, getting up and giving them the chance to have a shot at if we can escape and gain promotion? Part of me, and I know it's going to bring a lot of people going, oh, why him? But Charlie McFarland, you know, he's got an eye for players. He knows basics of management. He knows the club inside out. He's not somebody who's going to be messed with. If you tell him how to run your squad, he's going to tell you to go away, you know. And I'm not going to swear, but he would swear. I know that for a fact. But he would be somebody who could see out the season. I know a lot of fans are saying, no, they wouldn't mind Steve Chell getting until December, but, you know, we need somebody who can work in January and actually get to know the players now and then move forward. So I wouldn't be against him. But in terms of other previous managers, I don't really want Martin Allen back. I think that whilst he was a good manager, I think that his antics really did take your eyes off the results it was getting at times. And I just feel that, you know, his stock value and his record, I mean, Chesterfield, he should have kept them up, to be fair. But I just don't want to go back and then end up ruining a legacy of where, you know, at that point in time, I actually quite fondly remember his time as Chargers manager, because he actually lifted us up at a time where, you know, everything seemed really down. Sean Derry, yeah, I think that he should have probably been given a shot instead of hiring Ricardo Moniz, but, you know, he's not really set League Two alight. You know, we could argue saying we've got a bit of a bigger budget and a better squad, but I keep coming back to the word experience. For me, experience is somebody who's got management skills, that he knows how to get the best of the players. He's not going to be messed with. You know, he can be honest and say, look, you've done this wrong. I want you to play more on the flanks and I want you to take players on. I don't want you skipping in and going into the centre of the park. I don't want you executing early crosses and things like that that lead to the ball only coming back. You know, I want somebody who can pinpoint these instructions, get it over to the players. And if he has to lecture them, he can put his arm around them and be a man and actually admit that, you know, sometimes we need to nurture the players as well. You know, you can't have it Harry Kewell's way. You can't have it Kevin Nolan's way as well. Because I think both them two were very hot-headed. If they didn't do something that you liked, they would firmly tell you. And I think sometimes that, you know, Kevin Nolan may have gone a bit too far we definitely feel that way with Harry Kewell. I think that his post-match reactions, you know, they speak volumes, but can we just have a sensible appointment for League Two and then just focus on their stability right now? You know, I really don't mind if we just see a manager take on the end of the season, you know, and then maybe consider allowing them to have another season and then go from there, you know. And if we was to say, oh, we're parting company, I wouldn't begrudge that if it meant the club was moving forward. And, you know, it is so much riding on this, but I think that if we don't get the right manager, you know, I think relegation is a certainty, because I don't think the defence is fully focused. You know, people have already started turning on Elliot Ward. Jamie Turley is no way right back. He's better in the centre of defence. You know, he doesn't have the pace to keep up with people, and I think he works hard in the centre back, but at right back, I don't think the same. I just think that right now we really do need to move forward in terms of actually finding somebody that can lead the club forward.
Yeah. And looking at Morecambe this weekend, we head to the Globe Arena after, well, seems like forever without a win. Morecambe are actually doing better than I expected. I had them to go down in as relegation favourites, but they're doing okay. They recruited well in the summer, and I think they'll actually do a job on us. I was going to go to the game myself, but unfortunately something's cropped up, so I will not be attending, but I'll be watching out for the result. I can't see a win for us at all. I think this will be, bizarrely, a reverse scoreline from last year when we beat them 4-1. I think they'll do us 4-1. I don't think, I've not heard from Kane Hemmings or John Stead or any of these players yet, but without a manager, I think the players lack direction, lacked ambition, lack motivation, lack anything really. It's a team of individuals that can't play together. There's no iron team, which Enzo Baldwin hasn't got the gist of yet. I think he just wants to keep going for goal and goal and keep trying to score by himself. He doesn't go for the simple option. He always makes himself puts himself into tricky positions. So I think Morecambe will do a job on us this weekend, especially away from home. Our record, our away form has been shocking. Woeful, actually, in fact. So unfortunately, this is a really negative outlook, I know, on the match, but I can't see anything but a loss again here. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be a very difficult game. In terms of result, I think we could win them, but it really depends if Steve Chell can do his own work. I think his inexperience is shining through. You know, and I don't really want to single out a temporary person who's caretaking for the club, you know, but he really does need to do his own work. I think that Morecambe's going to be physical. I think they're going to, if they look at the Cheltenham game, you know, if they go in with elbows, make every tackle a slightly rough one that they know they can get away with, it rattles our players. And I think that that's the tactics that they're going to go with. So if we're going to try to get something out of the game, let's go back to 4-4-2. Let's try and find someone else who can partner up front with Christian Dennis. If it's Luis Alessandro, so be it. If it's Enzo Baldwin, so be it. But whoever is up front, they need to make sure that they're in that position supporting the striker, you know, because Enzo was drifting too far wide for me, and I feel that, you know, if we do that, we're just playing into the advantage of Morecambe. But I do feel that there's something there if the defence can be tight and offer protection to Fitzsimons. You know, I think that that's the way forward. You know, midfield, we need somebody who can do the gritty work but can also distribute. So I'd welcome David Vaughan back. You know, people who are saying that he can't pass for the life of him, please watch Elliot Hewitt for an entire 90 minutes and tell me what exactly he does.
Yeah.
Because he drifts around and half the time he's not even involved, so it's a bit harsh. You know, I don't really see what he's got over David Vaughan. You know, and I so want to see all the players succeed on the pitch, apart from Richard Duffy, just to make that clear. But, you know, we need somebody else in midfield. Allow someone to be the creative outlet. Allow somebody to be the person mopping up. And if we start Rob Milson, get David Vaughan to be the attacking minded midfielder who can unlock these passes, and let's go for two up top, because if that's what we focus on, you know, I think that some of these chances that Christian Dennis does, because he works so hard, I don't think it's noticed, but, you know, I think that it one goal for us could change the outcome and give us confidence, and we could go from there. But at the same time, I think if Morecambe were to score early, you know, I think the defence wouldn't be able to string a pass together, and I think we saw that in the second half against Cheltenham, that no one could even pass the ball. It was just going out for a throw-in every time that they got the ball. So it's going to be an odd one, but, you know, I hope that Steve Chell can do his own work, because Morecambe's not that difficult of a team to face against. You know, I'd say the exact same thing against Cheltenham. You know, how we managed to do our own work incorrectly against that match is beyond me, and anyone who really does think that Steve Chell should be appointed, you know, please, you know, have a look at the tactics, have a look at the way we played. We was totally out of that match. You know, I don't think it was the worst game by far, but at the same time, we never looked like scoring, and Christian Dennis was so isolated. So we need to make sure we correct that against Morecambe, because if we don't, they're going to find a way to punish us. And I think as soon as one or two goals go in, you know, Sam could be right with the score being 4-1, you know, but I hope to God that we can manage to get a draw. At the worst case scenario, you know, 1-1, I'll take it any day of the week, you know, just so that we can push on and actually appoint the next manager so that they can do their job and they can study the team and work together and just try and lead the team forward.
Yeah, I completely agree, Chris. And it'll be really interesting to see this weekend the result, as we'll return next week for episode 49 of the podcast. I think that's all we've got time for this week. So
thank you for joining us, and stay tuned and listen to future episodes. You pies.